Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Hey everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we discuss naked furniture cleaners, how to ghost a grinder hookup, Corey's loud swallowing, and an update on our most recent injuries. Stick around, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, follow us on Spotify, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble.
Hey, bitch.
Hey. Why are you so mean now on these intros? What happened to, like, good morning?
What did I say last time?
I think you said, hey, bitch, last time, too.
Oh, well, I guess I could just
switch it up. Feeling really bullied.
Well, you know, there's hotlines for that.
There really are.
And this isn't one of them. This is not a safe space.
Really are.
I was put on this earth to...
to cough in a second.
I was put on this earth to bully you.
Were you?
And that's what I'm going to do for the next 29 minutes.
My little bully brother.
Okay.
Welcome to our new segment called, Tyler, what'd you do last night?
Last night. What did I do? I sat on my couch for a bit.
Wow.
I got home from the gym.
Yep.
And I just sat on my couch in silence and looked at my phone.
Did you sit on the, like, chaise part of your couch, that good part?
No, I save that for when I have guests.
Wow.
And that's my spot.
You know, my friends all make fun of me because they say I never get out of that spot on my couch where the, like, leg extends. That they'll text me and they'll be like, you're sitting in your part of the couch right now, aren't you? And I'm like, you don't know me. But chances are that's usually where I am.
I'm always sitting, you know where, my couch has, like, a little divot.
And I From you.
No. It's, like, where, like, a section and a section and another section. It's like the between of two sections.
Okay.
And the cushions kind of spread apart because I kind of sink into it.
Yeah.
It's not comfortable, but I'm always right there.
I can't believe you've put a divot in your couch from just sitting there for so long.
There's also a very big beer stain from New Year's.
Yeah.
Was that New Year's?
I remember you told me dumb. No, I don't think it was New Year's. But
it was
I think
around
you told
New Year's.
Me a dumb friend of
a
yours.
A dumb gay person.
Spilled beer.
He wasn't my friend.
Oh.
I need that to be clarified.
It was a friend
it was
of
a
friend.
Stranger. And then he spilled an entire beer. And then didn't even, like, get up to get a paper towel.
Don't you have any resolve or anything?
I've still yet to find resolve from that.
A fabric cleaner?
No, I was thinking about Stanley Steamer.
Yeah.
This week's sponsor.
It's not.
If they call in time and give us money. If it's not the sponsor, do not use Stanley Steamer.
Stanley.
But if it is the sponsor,
we love
do.
Them. Did you think they're even still around?
Stanley Steamer I don't think makes you have... carpet cleaner.
Yeah, they sure do. But
who's
what about...
going to sample that?
Actually, as far as music goes, I think that's what's coming next. The sampling of, like, radio jingles.
I'm still
two
upset.
Two great Lazy Boy chairs.
Oh, bitch. One great low price.
Yeah, yeah. That could be a sick remix.
Now, that's a bop.
Yeah. That's got number one written all over it.
Yeah.
We need a rap duo. Maybe us.
Yeah. If not us, who?
Yeah.
And if not now, when?
When? When?
So what was I talking about?
What you did last night. It was our new segment.
Oh, I was thinking about calling Stanley Steamer, but it was too late.
Yeah. You thought, bitch, nobody's open this late.
You know those vans around LA that are, like, advertising
stripper cleaners? Clean. Yes.
I always, every time I drive by one, I think, maybe they'll clean my beer off my couch.
She's like, yeah, so it's just like a topless stripper. No, it's a cleaner, not a stripper.
A naked
cleaner.
A house cleaner.
Do they have them in men?
I'm sure you could
The
ask.
Vans that I see
The vans
LA,
only advertise feminine silhouettes. Those,
like,
could be men. We don't know their bodies.
I felt like every time we went to Ellen's studio, I always saw one of those, like, on that street you
Jesus
take to get to Ellen's
Christ.
Into the valley. A lot of people in the valley.
Every time I go to Runyon, there's always a van
right
at the entrance.
Right there.
And it's always advertising nude cleaners.
I think this is
Do
your next...
Do other cities have that?
I think this is your next video idea.
I don't hate it.
Is you... What's your blur budget?
What? Or, wait, is it me hiring a nude cleaner or me becoming a nude
you
cleaner?
You hiring one and then just, like, walking around your living room, like eating chips and salsa while they work to get that tough stain out of your couch.
Girl, I feel like if you're naked, you might leave a tough stain. Yeah. I don't want that.
TBQH.
Not on my cloud couch.
Is it a cloud couch?
No,
or
I wish.
Or a clown couch.
It's just a clown couch.
Actually, I really
want... Just a bunch of clowns coming out of it.
I'm really going to have to investigate this now because I want to know if they come in like...
Men?
Well, I think it just advertises as topless cleaners around LA.
Somebody that I follow on Twitter said that he can't afford a cleaner, but he did just find somebody on Grindr who says they'll come and clean his house every Monday if he yells at him, if he yells at the cleaner guy, and calls him names and things and spanks him.
And? So, wait.
So I just find that to be... such a good networking tool, Grindr. You really can find everything you need. You could find a cleaner. You can find a roommate. I hate people that are like looking for weed. I'm like, what? Do you not realize? Go to a store.
I just don't understand people on Grindr who say looking for a roommate. Are they?
Maybe.
Are they?
Maybe.
That's where you want to find your
are
roommate?
You looking, well, kind of, maybe.
On Grindr?
I don't know.
Sounds like trouble.
You might meet a nice gentleman.
Are you trying to look for a... husband or what?
A lot of people look for a lot of different things. A lot of people are looking to party.
This
are you familiar with party?
I'm familiar.
Well,
I ended up on this topless maids website.
Is party
no men?
Is party meth or what is that?
I think the T in party stands for Tina, which I think is meth, but I don't know for sure.
Yeah, sometimes in people's profiles on Grindr, it'll say party with the T is capitalized, so that means. Look, as you said, Tina. Why is it called Tina? Tina Knowles, Tina Turner, Tina...
Tina Drug, question mark. Tina, crystal meth.
Crystal meth.
Tina and gay men, that's what it says.
There's a drag name or drag queen named Crystal Mesh.
And does she only wear mesh?
I'm sure.
Well, I'll let you know that I just bought a mesh jersey off of the internet.
Did you?
And I thought, yeah, it'll be like a mesh tank, which I was like, I could wear to the gym. I could wear to like...
You are not about to wear a mesh tank to the gym.
Not like, not see-through mesh, like a sports boy's
just
play.
A jersey.
Yeah, kind of like
sports
a jersey.
Boy.
Like a sports boy. Not like a see-through mesh
so jersey
moment.
Material is different than mesh, baby.
No, it's a... Bitch, I will link you to the Amazon.
Anyway, I had a gentleman over a long time ago. Do you remember this?
Keep going.
The one who left flowers at my front door.
No, tell it.
The
tell
next
it,
morning.
Tell it.
Well, he came over one night and he was on crystal meth, I think. No joke, no exaggeration.
Well, you shouldn't invite those people
well,
over.
Well, I didn't ask him beforehand. I didn't say, are you on meth? That's not really an opener I use. I just hope everyone's on their best behavior.
Yeah.
But he came over and I swear to God, I have never seen somebody that... like bonkers.
Well, you should have asked him to leave. You should.
I did 3 hours later when everything, I was like, girl, you need to get the fuck out of my home. The next morning, he left flowers at my front door and I thought, oh, heaven help me.
I don't think I would like that.
He put the tea in party.
I don't think I would like that.
It wasn't.
Did you offer him some tea?
No, he brought the tea.
Did you didn't offer him anything?
And that's the tea.
Well, all I've got going on in my life is a text from a boy, you know, when they keep texting you even though you don't respond. And then when you look at the text message on your phone, like the whole screen is just all
oh,
them reaching
no.
out to you and you not replying.
Oh, no.
I usually reply to people.
I just think...
because I'm nice, polite
I
boy.
Don't... And this is not any... I'm sure I have done this to people and I'm sure I'm the person who's double texted people.
Oh, I've double texted.
But it's like, at what point do you not get the point?
I know.
This is, you know...
I don't know what to do. I guess I'm just going to have to pull the Band-Aid off and be like, hey, I had fun the one time we hung out, but I don't know if I want to hang out again.
No, you know what you could do?
You don't think that's a good idea?
Oh, it's a hookup that's really trying to make it happen again.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, bitch, why'd you give them your number?
Because,
I just
listen,
say, I don't have cellular service.
Bitch, if I'm standing in anyone's doorway or I'm talking to someone at a bar and they ask me for their phone number, I don't know how not to give it to them.
Say, I'm sorry, I have a boyfriend. I don't give out my phone number. Or... say, oh, I've got an international SIM card. I don't really know how this works.
Oh, my God.
I'm from Canada.
In a British accent. Hello, I have a SIM card.
Yeah, is that British?
Cheerio.
Oh, there you go. There yeah. it is.
That's, so that's how you do it? I need help with this.
Or did you see the tweet where people are like, yeah, if somebody wants your number, you just take their phone and text a donation to the Democratic Party while you're using their phone and then give it back to them and say, just text me.
What?
Yeah.
But
or
no,
to the ACLU.
People hand you their phone and they type it right in right then and then they text you right there on
oh
the spot.
Oh my God, you know what I
people
fucking
do that.
Hate? Yeah, when you,
that's what
when
people
you,
do.
When you give, when somebody gives you their number or something and then they, before they give the phone back, they call themselves. I'm like,
no, that's what
let
they do.
Me do that.
They text. Every time they'll like, they'll take my phone or whatever and they type in their number and then they text, it's Steve or like, it's Carl or
you
want to
know the monster I met?
What?
Well,
tell me.
There I was in San Diego. A gentleman came up to me and said, "Oh my God, I see you all the time at our gym." Blah blah blah. I said, "Oh, cool." And he,
very cool.
I said, "Oh, very cool." And he goes, "Well, hey, we should be friends." And he took my phone out of my hand, opened up Instagram, and followed himself.
How? That's how. Why
a
is
monster.
Your why is your phone not locked?
Well, I must have been browsing. I must have been.
You don't even have one of those ones that does like Face ID.
We get it. I have an iPhone 2.
You know what I think is a first world problem?
My iPhone 2.
When my iPhone won't recognize my face because I'm wearing sunglasses. Sometimes that happens.
What do you think?
I think, wow. Well, struggle I shouldn't tell people about.
I'm sorry that happened to you.
Thank you. That's all I was really looking
you're
for.
You're brave to tell your story.
Thank you.
I think you're going to help a lot of kids at home that it's feel actually, the same way.
It's actually probably your fault because they're your sunglasses.
It all comes back.
Yep.
It all
so,
circles back.
I can't
back.
Believe you came out with those terrible glasses that can't even recognize
it's so crazy that you can get sunglasses from me at warbyparker.com/Tyler Glee. Thank you for the segue.
And,
she's drinking.
Yeah, she had a little thirst.
Yeah.
So you're, do I respond to this boy and just say, hey?
I would block him. I just don't care.
San Francisco's not that big. I see these people at bars and things.
And if he has the gall to come up to you after you haven't replied after 5 texts, then you know what you need to fucking say? You say, bitch.
9.
Who are you?
9.
What?
9.
What? Tell me the last 9 texts. You up?
Actually, the first.
No!
Actually, the first of the 9th was, we should hang out again sometime if you're interested, but also tell me if my texts are annoying. And then I never responded. And then I never responded. So you would have thought that he would have thought that I thought.
Okay, so that was text number 1.
Yeah. Happy New Year.
No, yeah. Not a salutation.
Happy New Year. How are your holidays? Hey, we should hang out again sometime. We need to hang out. No. Are you free to hang out?
No.
Hey, with a wavy hand.
No.
How have you been? It's been a while.
No. Yes, it has.
Yeah.
Is that the last one?
Yeah, that was the one that came through today.
Oh.
That's why I thought
this,
of
on this holy day.
Yeah, that's why I thought of it, because I just got one. So what do I say? What if he's listening?
Well, bitch, if you're listening. Bye.
I found that he does follow me on Instagram, so this is a very possible, probable situation. Wow. If you're listening. Thanks for the one.
I guess I don't really
time.
Have advice for that. Maybe you could just reply, hey, I had fun, but I'm actually seeing somebody right
and
now.
And actually in San Francisco, I don't want to tell people that I'm seeing someone if I'm not, because everybody knows everybody and they're going to be like, oh, Corey has a boyfriend right now. And then I will deter potential suitors.
I didn't think that
my
to be
struggle
true
is real
until the other night, somebody just texted me out of the blue, said, hey, I heard you have a boyfriend. I said, okay, nosy. How'd you find out?
I don't need my regulars.
It's not like I like put that out there, really.
I don't need my regulars thinking that I have a boyfriend and that I'm not interested anymore.
Well, bitch, you can't have your cake and eat it, too.
Well, I guess I can.
Because some non-regulars will think they're regulars.
True.
Which
true.
I find to be irregular.
Bitch, I'm like, Happy New Year. How long? This has been going on for 7 months.
Which year is New Year? This year?
2018.
Oh, thank God.
According to the last time I did text him, we hung out in
what's
November
his name?
Of last year. I'm not naming names.
What's his full name and address?
I kind of do.
What's his phone number? Why don't we have our listeners let him know?
He actually lives near where I caught the unknown in San Francisco. So maybe I should go back over there.
Then maybe that is an omen.
You want to know another one of my stories?
Sure. I guess that's the fucking point of the podcast.
I don't think I told you the story.
I have to say, you have some loud gulps.
I'm very close to the mic.
You go, oh, you're not going to let me do it.
Do what?
You're a loud gulp.
Do it. Reenact
it. It's a literal
it.
Big gulp.
Go gulp it.
I can't. I just tried and I can't gulp that loud. I'm trying.
It probably doesn't help.
I can't do it. Try. Well,
it probably doesn't swallow. Help that I have gum in my mouth.
Swallow.
Listen, I'm a little congested.
I didn't say it's a bad thing. It's just nose. Bodies are different.
Should I can't we swallow believe you're hate criming me for
this
my gulps.
Is the episode. What did I tell you at the start of this episode?
I don't even know what I did.
I'm here to bully you.
Oh, gulp.
Just swallow.
Should I take a drink of water?
Sure.
I hate everything.
You act like this is a... See? Wow, that was an actual a bountiful
well,
laugh.
You know,
I don't know if I've heard you laugh in a while.
That's what my body
you're a
is
sad
capable
person.
Of. Tears of a clown.
What?
Tears of a clown.
What
I don't
does
know.
That even mean?
I don't know. That's what a sad person thinks, I think.
Oh, Jesus.
I can't believe it. So you don't want to hear my story? I actually have advice I need from you.
Oh, well, you know I'm good at it.
In this week's segment of Corey's story, here it is.
Yeah, sock it to me.
So I met this.
Can we talk about something before yeah, you let's talk go. About something?
Tell me.
So are gays wearing long socks now?
What do you mean?
I've noticed.
How long? Not like knee-high, like volleyball socks.
Halfway. All the way up at the gym.
That's how I wear mine.
That was a loud swallow again.
I was trying to swallow my gum because I thought maybe my gum was what was doing this. Now, tell me about your long socks on the gay men at the gym.
I was just asking you because sometimes you do it.
I always wear them. Not like pulled all the way up. I like it like looks slouchy. Like it slid down a little bit.
I just feel like, am I too late to join it? Am I kind of following a trend? Is it like at this point, I'm just like a...
I feel comfortable. And...
And I feel like the shorter socks, I am, it doesn't help.
It's really going to cut you in the wrong spot.
Right. It's like I'm not allowed to wear halfway to the knee skirts.
No.
You know.
You're going to have to keep wearing your shorty socks.
Which I do. Okay, so anyway, what was your story?
So I met this gentleman on this app called Grindr. You may or may not have heard of it.
Yeah.
And he told me that...
Was he on meth?
No. He told me that he had a boyfriend, which I was like, yo, that's fine. Like, you're in charge of your own good time. If you guys are open, you do you.
We love that.
Yeah. I was fine with it. I was happy to just hang out with him without his boyfriend because that was part of their rules. So we hung out, I think, probably 5 times total.
Jesus.
And he told me he was getting ready to move out of San Francisco to a different city.
Oh.
So I was like, that's fine. I'm like, you have a boyfriend anyways. I'm not trying to date you, blah, blah, blah. Then his boyfriend got mad that we had hung out so many times because I don't know if that was like against the rules or what. So he kind of was like...
They're open, but he got mad?
Yeah. That's why I said this is the first problem.
Well, some people have different rules. Some people have different rules. So sometimes like the rule would be like only one-offs.
Right, like a one-time thing, no repeat customers.
Yeah.
That wasn't in the rules. Mm. So anyways, we hung out like 5 times.
That was a loud swallow again.
And then he moved across the country and he was...
To where?
I'm not naming...
Shipshawana?
He moved over by Shipshawana.
Okay.
And he said, he was like, well, I don't know if I can keep texting you because my boyfriend was a little mad that we hung out as much as we did. And I'm like, yo, listen, like, you're moving.
Oh, you started it with a yo.
I was like, yo, dude, hey, dude, bro.
Jesus.
Like, you're moving away anyway. Like, I'm not trying to make something happen, blah, blah, blah. So then.
A loud swallow, but you pulled away.
So then, I hate you so much.
Go on.
So then when we got back from, I was like traveling over the summer. And then when I got back and I had my phone, I just texted him like, hey, how did the move go? Just like checking in. And he never responded. So I was like, okay, that's fine. He's not responding. His boyfriend told him he's not allowed to talk to me. It's whatever. I'm going to let it be. Then 3 days after that, I got a text from a different number. And it was like, hey, it's blank. I'm texting you from this number so my boyfriend doesn't see.
Oh, bitch, no.
And he was like, how have you been?
He got a Cricket phone from 7-Eleven.
Like a burner phone. And he was like, how's it going? Why did you text me? And I was like, oh, I was just checking in. I wanted to make sure the move went well. And I didn't really know if we were allowed to be friends because you said this, blah, 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 with your boyfriend. And then he goes, actually, this is his boyfriend and this is my number. And you need to leave my boyfriend alone.
What?
Yeah.
In tarnation.
Yeah. So then I was like,
they're both on meth.
They're both on something. I was like, well, hey, he never really told me to stop talking to him whatsoever. And he was like, yes, he did. He told me he did, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, listen, I'm not going to let somebody throw me under the bus because we have mutual friends in common. I was like, I'm going to stand my ground and be like, no, I will send you like screenshots of our texts. Like I never got told to leave him alone whatsoever. And I was like, I hate being the dick and throwing that. The guy that I was hooking up with under the bus, but I was like, I'm not going down like this. So I literally argued with this boyfriend on text for like probably 15 minutes. Then we just like both ended it. You know how I'm not going to like let something go. I always have to have the last word.
Yeah, you're crazy.
Then 24
you're
hours.
Meth without the meth.
So then 24 hours later, he texted me, the boyfriend again, and says, okay, he confessed that he never really told you to leave him alone. I'm sorry for everything that I texted you yesterday.
Oh,
blah, blah, blah,
my
blah,
fucking
blah.
God.
And I'm like, he's like, please just don't text him. And I was like, girl, you think I want to text either of you ever again?
Did you say that?
I was like, I just think I just did the peace sign emoji.
Which ethnicity?
I do yellow. I'm a big fan of yellow.
Wow.
Just yellow.
Ambiguous.
I don't know. If not yellow, the whitest of white.
I feel uncomfortable when really straight up white people use black or brown emojis.
I get anytime
I'm like,
a white friend of mine uses like, something that's not the most basic white, I get a little uncomfortable.
I do. The only time I really do
I think,
it,
how tan do you think you are?
Well, yes, I sometimes think that. But then sometimes when it's like the darkest skin tone, I just think, do you think you're like a sassy gay with a, you know, when some gays are like, I got a black woman inside of me. Like those type of gays.
Yes, those are exactly who
like,
does
what
it.
The fuck are you? Anyway.
That, yeah.
I do use the Black Santa, though.
Wow.
Because I feel that to be inclusive.
Yeah. Happy holidays.
Anyway, back to your story. Did you need advice about that? Or
no,
are
I
you
just
struggling?
Wanted to bitch about it.
Oh, you really just
all
needed
my
to
boyfriends
go off.
Have boyfriends.
Well, baby.
And here I am.
No, doing what?
No boyfriend and a loud gulper.
It's fun getting
no
into
No wonder
thruple.
I don't have a boyfriend.
I think it's your loud gulps. It's your big gulps. Baby, can I tell you something?
Yeah, please do.
My 7-Eleven, you know where I get my iced coffees.
Didn't you,
speaking of
didn't
big gulps,
you pick a fight with a 7-Eleven? Didn't you tell us 7-Eleven that my coffee's always
Oh, I did. I did. I was going to say, that sounds like me. I did. Where were we? San Diego.
I don't know.
Oh, I really bitched a girl out.
I'm like, did I hear this story once or did you just
She really
tweet
tried
about
to
it?
Fuck with me. I said, well, bitch. I didn't say well, bitch. I gave her the look that said, well, bitch. I said, not only has this experience been bad, but you're charging me the wrong price for my iced coffee right now. She goes, well, at this location, that's how much this costs. I said, well, I really should get a hold of corporate.
And did you?
No.
Wow. So tell me more about your big goal.
Well, my 7-Eleven that charges me the right price and knows how to restock their iced coffee accordingly.
Yeah.
Because the other one in San Diego did not. I'll even tell y'all the address. It's somewhere in San Diego. That's the address. Anyway, it was right by that hotel where we went right before Pride.
Okay.
Oh, she pissed me off. I had to just sit there and wait for her to refill the iced coffee. And then after she did it, I poured some and it was the wrong iced coffee. I go, this is not the right iced coffee. She looks at me and smiles and goes, yeah, it is.
Wow.
I go, no, it's not. It was really a showcase showdown, baby. It was bad.
And
what was the point of this story?
Did she showcase your showdown?
She did not showcase, nor did she showdown.
Wasn't that a Miley Cyrus song?
No, it's a fucking Price is Right segment.
The whole horse hoedown?
You're thinking...
The whole horse hoedown.
It's not a horse's holes hoedown. It's something hoedown. It's the showdown hoedown. Oh,
so what was down, your story? The watermelon crawl, I think, is
not the watermelon crawl. Corey, can you do the watermelon crawl?
I can.
Watermelon crawl.
I can.
Go you know, on.
I was wondering
Go
about
on.
Your about your jaw. Your
oh, my jaw.
You well, know, wait, after, wait, wait.
What?
I just have to say.
What?
As someone, you remember when I hurt my finger? And you said, if I have to hear about your hurt finger one
well,
more
your,
time.
Well, your hurt finger really bugged me.
You, that's how I feel about your jaw.
Oh.
Yeah.
So is this an airing of
that's,
grievances?
That's
is
where
this
we're
what
going.
This has become?
Yeah. Your jaw is my new finger. And I'm tired of hearing about it.
Well.
You know, this finger still
oh,
hasn't.
Oh, actually, show me your finger.
It still hasn't come back to normal. I don't think it ever will.
Bring it close.
Yeah, it's got a scar on it.
It looks pretty normal.
And guess what? When you squeeze it, it still hurts to type. You know what else I can't do anymore?
Give it to me. Jerk it.
I can't,
finger yourself.
I can't open
Give
a
me
can
your
of
finger.
Soda.
Can
can't
me...
open a can of pop.
It feels normal.
Harder in there. No, feel my other finger. See, like right in the tip right here. It feels hard in there. Like,
maybe it is a little hard.
It feels
hard.
Like
I'll
scar
give you that.
Tissue
maybe there's a calcium
there.
Deposit or yeah. something.
I can't even open a soda with this finger anymore. I have to do it with my middle finger, and now I look like a weirdo.
Well, in my time, when that injury first happened, we were on a summer adventure, and it was the most annoying thing I've ever experienced because I had to be next to you for a long time, and I couldn't leave your side. And
you
I just,
left me.
And I just thought, well, if I have to hear about his fucking finger one more time. Because
Mitch,
every time you saw...
Now you're not close to me, and I have to hear about your jaw all the time. So what now, bitch?
So why'd you ask me about my jaw if you didn't want to know about my jaw?
I want to hear. Did you?
I never will ask you about your fucking finger. And you brought up 7-Eleven.
You're right, I did.
You really just...
Tell me about that.
You try to grind my gears, push my
buttons.
Don't
grind too hard. I heard your jaw hurts.
Well. Speaking of which, in 2 hours, I'm going to a jaw specialist.
Is it still clicking?
It never clicked. Oh. So clearly you never listened
to
my problem.
I'm sorry. Please tell me about it. I really want to know about your jaw.
It just kind of hurts.
Yeah? How bad does it hurt?
I can't chew. You know my guilty pleasure is beef jerky.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it really has induced agony into the experience of indulging.
You're
on
one
my
of those
favorite
people that
treat.
Even when something hurts, you continue to do it.
Yeah.
Keep getting it. Yeah. Keep chewing on it.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Does it hurt on both sides?
Just one.
Wow. So why don't you just chew on the other side, you idiot?
It's not that easy.
Tell me about it.
It's not that easy in this
mouth.
Like
when you have a loose tooth and you just chew on the other side.
It's not that easy.
Which side hurts?
This one?
You're right, my left.
Stage right. If my tongue were the stage that anything could dance on, a tic-tac perhaps,
yeah,
it would be stage right.
Okay. And so tell me, what's he going to do? Did you have to get a referral?
Well, yes. My doctor gave me a referral.
Did he like...
He felt
maybe
my...
you're not swallowing loud enough.
Oh, bitch.
Maybe that's what caused your jaw to hurt.
We'll find out.
I cannot wait. Can you live stream me into this?
You know, I have been looking for a reason to go live on Instagram. Maybe it'll be during my x-ray. Yeah. Can people die during an x-ray? I feel like somebody did.
You know I've seen every episode of Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
If someone can die from hiccups, someone can die from an x-ray.
Well, wish me the most luck.
Good luck.
Yes.
I see you at the x-ray machine.
What does TMJ stand for? Anyway?
Tooth, mouth, and jaw.
Wow. If you pulled that out of your ass just now, I will be impressed. Is that true? Do a quick Google.
It's called a TMJ doctor.
Tooth, mouth, jaw.
Tooth, mouth, and jaw doctor.
Look it.
I'm looking.
Is it?
I'm looking.
There's no world where that is right, but if it is, I am impressed.
I'm looking.
And I'm simultaneously impressed with you and ashamed of
everybody me. Everybody just calls it TMJ, but no one says what it's for.
Yeah, when I tweeted that my mouth hurt or my jaw hurt, everyone was like, TMJ, me too, sis. I was like, okay, well, there's surely
tooth,
a community.
Tooth, mouth, jaw.
No, it's not.
What does TMJ mean?
It's a quick search. What has taken you 10 minutes?
Okay, the TM is the temporomandibular joint. Yeah, TMJ stands for temporomandibular joint.
When you started that phrase, you said, yeah.
Yeah.
As if you were correct with the previous phrase.
Temporomandibular pronunciation. Bitch, I need it phonetically.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage.
That's my new drag name.
Yeah, go on. What
Temporal.
Is it?
I found the YouTube video where they say it.
Yeah.
Should we listen
please,
to it?
Please, please.
I'm afraid.
Give it a click.
I'm afraid there's going to be an ad. There we go.
Temporomandibular.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage.
Temporomandibular. Tooth, mouth, jaw. Sounds much easier.
Well, I'm going to go see if my temporomandibular is all types of fucked up. I'll tell you right now, it is.
Maybe you just have like a popcorn kernel stuck in the back tooth. Mm. Did you get your wisdom teeth out?
Yes.
Were you very like Tyler after the dentist?
No, I was so nervous I was going to come out to my dad. I was so nervous. I told my sister, oh my God, if I start talking about faggotry things, please shut me up. Please. Because we both got our wisdom teeth out at the same time.
I think we all had that fear. I was like, am I going to hit on the dentist?
I was looking at all Chipmunk City, but my parents took my Valium because they thought I was going to sell it at school.
Ugh, you should have.
Which I would have.
I felt like kids, in my freshman year of college, I felt like kids were like selling
Valium?
Their Vicodin.
Vicodin. That's what I'm thinking.
I think they were selling.
What's Valium?
I don't know.
Whatever it is, I could use
some
right
now
with this
jaw. Not for the tooth, mouth, and jaw.
Anyway,
this could be the last time you ever speak.
Well,
if you go to the tooth,
what a
mouth
sad
and...
experience for everyone.
What if he has to wire your mouth shut?
I was thinking that. You know, there was somebody in my choir back in AP choir. There was somebody with their mouth wired shut. I said, how did you get in?
You can sing with your mouth wired shut.
You can't get those vowels. Say ah. Say it with your teeth shut.
Ah.
Oh, bitch, actually, you know what?
Yeah, she's a loud gulper. She's a teeth singer.
Oh, God.
I'm adding it all to my resume.
If my jaws get wired shut,
yeah,
I guess I'll just talk like this from now on.
Yeah,
I think it's gonna have the same effect.
I mean,
the podcast will be just as good.
The new season sounds greater.
There's a lot of foaming going on. There's a lot more than
I think it's because your overbite doesn't really make it a good look for you.
I don't have an overbite.
Oh yeah, same. Me neither. What?
Anyway, see you next time.